You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, amen, and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the time, this is the hour. There's nothing better than this right now. Amen. Hallelujah. We cannot do anything about yesterday. We cannot do anything about tomorrow. We can't even do anything about 30 minutes or an hour from now. So let us accept this invitation by the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. To rest, release, reorient to him right now. Yes, that's what we are doing right now. We are resting into this moment, into the bosom of Yahweh, the Lord God. We are releasing all. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says that for us to cast our cares unto him, for he cares for us. So we are releasing it all, and we are reorienting. A reorienting comes as we repent, amen, as we choose to change the way that we are thinking, as we choose to turn to face God, as we choose, amen, hallelujah, to turn away from us and turn away from people and turn away from the issues and the problems and turn away from the habits and turn away from anything and everything, hallelujah, that God finds unpleasing. Turn away, even check this out, y'all. Even from our own desires, amen, hallelujah, and our own dreams of, come on, somebody, the dream is Christ Jesus. The passion is Christ Jesus. The way is Christ Jesus. The truth is Christ Jesus. The success is Christ Jesus. The life is Christ Jesus. Our help is Christ Jesus. Our healing is Christ Jesus. Our bread is Christ Jesus. Our water, the living water, is Christ Jesus. Our forgiver is Christ Jesus. The provision comes through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Redemption comes from Christ Jesus. Resurrection, power of God through Christ Jesus. What else is there? What else is there? What else is there? What does this world have to offer? Nothing. Our riches, come on. Bible says that God will supply our needs according to his riches in glory, right? By or through, according to Christ Jesus. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. What riches? The riches of God makes the riches of the riches of the riches of the riches of the riches on this earth pale, look impoverished, look famished. Let us set our eyes on Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Our treasure is Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us to not store up treasures on this earth where moths, amen, and dust can come in and corrupt. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I want to read it so I can get it exact. Come on, somebody. I'm a perfectionist. And so I turn that to Christ Jesus. Let us turn all of our ways in Christ Jesus. Matthew 6:19, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and rust doeth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. Come on, y'all. I got to turn the page. But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven where neither moth nor rust doeth corrupt and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where is our treasure? Hallelujah. Is our treasure Christ Jesus? Amen. God, we come to you running. Hallelujah. Rabasaya, deciding, maintaining. Lord God, that our treasure, hallelujah, is in you, Christ Jesus. Woo! And I'm reminded that how scripture speaks about in Jesus hidden treasures. Amen. Hallelujah. Hidden treasures. Hidden treasures. God, we come seeking you today. Not for things, but for who you are. Not because of problems, but because you are the problem solver. Lord God, we submit and surrender to this moment. May we be obedient to this moment. May we silence the flesh and the demands and the commands of flesh. And may we slow down to you in this moment. God, receive us in this place. God, receive our worship in this place. God, we repent in this place. God, we humble ourselves in this place. God, we exalt you in this place. God, we present ourselves a living sacrifice unto you. Hallelujah. Holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. We do it unto you in this place. We give you, O God, our appetites, our likes and dislikes. Say, scan it, O God. What is in the dislike category that should be in the like category? And what is in the like category that should be in the dislike category? God, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. God, hallelujah, Ramashaya. We thank you on this day that you hear our cries. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that your eyes are open unto us, that your ears are turned towards us, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah, Alebasanda, that your mind is having thoughts concerning plans for us and blessings for us and healing for us and deliverance for us and help for us. Oh God, on this day, we dedicate ourselves to you, our lives to you. God, on this day, if there is anything, hallelujah, that we are exalting above you, make us aware of it, oh God. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for how you are ministering in this moment and reminding us that we can make problems. We can take problems and exalt them over God. We can take situations. We can take what people have said and have or have not said, what they've done and did not do, and exalt it over God. How do you know you're exalting something over God? How do I know that I'm exalting something over God? That when that thing is so strong and I have it so high lifted that I can't forgive, that I can't move away from it. Amen. Hallelujah. That I am stuck in it. Oh God, cast down the idols on this day. Hallelujah. May you be lifted up. Hallelujah. May our minds be stayed on you on this day. Oh God, we thank you. I'm reminded of Philippians. And so I'm going to turn to the book of Philippians right now. And hallelujah, Rabba Shanda Basanda. And I thank you, hallelujah, that we, thank you, Holy Spirit, are to be confident of this very thing, that he which have begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, someone. I thank you on this day. And then, God, the Holy Spirit has me to turn. Hallelujah, Rabba Shanda Basaya, to Philippians chapter 2. And the Bible reads, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. I'm going to read it, hallelujah, from another version so that we can hear what the Lord is saying to us. You see, even as I'm pulling it up, I'm reminded that a prayer with God is divine communication. And in our prayer life, hallelujah, may we remember that it's not always about us talking and God listening and then doing for us, but it's about us shutting up, listening and doing for God. Oh, shut up, Sunday. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. That we too have a part to play. God wants to be in partnership with us. Amen. Hallelujah. What is God asking from us today? So I'm going to read Philippians 2, and may the Holy Spirit minister to you through the reading of the Word of God. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, somebody say, I'm united with Christ. Today, I'm united with Christ. Today, Lord God, we are reunited with you. We unite ourselves with you, that which means that I have to disunite. Is that a word? Okay, but y'all know what I mean. from narratives, things, people, even accomplishments, successes. Come on, God is a great equalizer. He's bringing those who are impoverished and below, raising them high, and he's humbling and bringing low those who have exalted themselves. Come on, somebody, the great equalizer. I need to have a balance. Amen, hallelujah. Yes, okay. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one of mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. What is our motivations? Hallelujah. What is our intentions behind things? I believe that as we present ourselves a living sacrifice unto God, amen, we start to become like God and less like the world and less like our kindred. Come on, somebody, and less like even our friend group, and less like the hurts and the pains, amen, that we united ourselves with, and less like it, hallelujah, even tilted in the other direction with having things good all the time, and then it carrying us the blessing, God blessing us, and then we being carried away from God. How many of us know that that can happen? But as we are united, united with Christ, we share in that Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We function and we begin to walk in tenderness and compassion, slowing down to the realization that is not about me, but it is about Christ. And because it is about Christ, then it becomes about my neighbor. Verse 2 says, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. And I can almost hear like somebody saying, well, what if they're disrespectful and they've been mistreating? God will give you wisdom and instruct us on how to distance ourselves and able to love from a distance. Amen. Having wisdom of knowing who to keep close and who to keep distant. Hallelujah. And I believe that the Holy Spirit is saying there's some people that we are keeping close that they need to be kept distant. And there's even some people, hallelujah, that have been kept distant that need to move closer, that we need to allow to move closer, that the Holy Spirit is allowing to move closer. Hallelujah, someone. Sometimes based on our own selfish ambitions, come on somebody, we keep people close to us that should not be anywhere around us. Ooh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. How do we learn to do this? Amen. When we haven't had examples on this earth, we learn by being united with Christ. We learn by submitting ourselves to Christ. We learn by reorienting ourselves to Christ. We learn, hallelujah, by through abiding in Christ Jesus. He is our teacher. He, you, Christ, are our rabbi. You, Christ, hallelujah, are our master. Come on. And if anybody even have an issue with that word, it's probably because of things that have happened on this earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Which means I need to continue to present myself unto God. Hallelujah. Until some words that have been dirtied by man. Hallelujah. Reba Shando Bosia. It goes through the heavenly filtration system and I can receive it correctly. Amen. And I can hear it and rejoice. Come on, somebody. And I can hear it and see the truth through it. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Not looking to our own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. I know that I have repeated this a part of scripture several times now. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is highlighting and pressing this point forward. We can learn to love our neighbor better. We can learn, and how do we do that? We do it through loving the Lord God, be united, presenting ourselves, a living sacrifice unto God, loving him with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. Teach us how to love you, oh God, with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. God, we started today. God, we restarted today. Lord God, let us have just a desire and passion and a joy to commune with you through prayer, commune with you through fellowship with our neighbor, commune with you through reading the Holy Bible. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. Teach us on this day, here we are, God, to learn from you. Teach us how to love, oh God. Teach us how to do right, hallelujah, that which is right in your eyesight, hallelujah, and not our own, oh God. Teach us and give us an appetite and desire, oh God, to submit to you, to obey you, oh God, to please you by walking by faith, hallelujah, and not by sight, oh God. If there's any doubt and any unbelief in us, oh God, either remove it, hallelujah, or service it and make it known to us so we can take the steps that you are instructing us to take in faith. I'm reminded, oh God, of how you dealt with the disciples, Jesus, that you pointed out their little faith, that you put them in situations to stretch their faith. You did it, hallelujah, with Philip. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn to it right now, you guys, in John. I thank you, hallelujah. I thank you, hallelujah. I thank you, hallelujah. Give me a little time to look for it. I know it's in John. I got to locate the scripture. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. John chapter 6. And I'm going to read it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read it. From. Listen, I'm going to read it from the Message Bible. But this is when Jesus, he went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. And then the King James, it continues, when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? Now check it in the Message Bible. It says, when Jesus looked out and saw that a large crowd had arrived, he said to Philip, where can we buy bread to feed these people? He said this to stretch Philip's faith. He already knew what he was going to do. I'm just going to stop there. Just that. He said it. He turned to Philip and he said to Philip, where can we buy bread to feed these people? He didn't say this because he didn't know. He said it to stretch Philip's faith. So some things, amen, we just want God to remove and fix immediately. God is using it to stretch our faith. He already has the answer. You hear me? He already has the answer. He already has the way. He already has the resource lined up.
He already has the people set in place with the keys to open the door and with the faith and put the favor on their heart to say, no, we want her. We want him. So it doesn't matter how long. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. God has been speaking to me about us being in a season, that this is a season, a time of faith, that we function by faith, we decide by faith, we live by faith, we talk by faith, we think by faith. Hello? It brings me back to Philippians, right? Where Paul is saying, being like-minded with Christ Jesus, having the mind of Christ. May we function with the mind of Christ. Even turning over our mind to the Lord God. Amen. And saying, Lord God, examine my mind. Examine the thoughts. Verse 5 reads, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. How many of us are just defined by reputation and longing for a certain reputation and wanting people to know and recognize who we are for what we do? Does Jesus recognize us? What is our reputation with Jesus? Because when we're seeking, amen, hallelujah, to be pleasing and recognized by God, by people, a lot of times God is like, I'm not pleased by that. I don't desire that for you. But made himself of no reputation. Come on, y'all. Like-minded with Jesus. And took upon him the form of a servant. Come on, y'all. Humility. Humility. Love is humility. Come on, not pride. And took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. Love is humility. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Love is obedience, even death of the cross. Love is a passion that lays our life down. Hallelujah. The Bible says, Jesus says, that in order to follow him, that we must deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. The first ingredient, deny ourselves. We live in a world that says self. And that's why we have so many issues. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. At the name of Jesus, are we bowing to any name? Are we bowing to anything, any substance, any person, any dollar, Come on. They got names. Things got names. Come on. Are we bowing to objects? Come on, somebody. Worshiping the wrong thing, the wrong one. What are we bowing down to? And why, when it says at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. Lord, we bow ourselves before you. Lord, we confess your name, Jesus. We confess your truths. Reveal to us what our confessions are, what we are confessing and professing. Hallelujah. Our confession is you are able. Rebo shonda basaya. Our confession is you are worthy. Our confession, hallelujah, is you are healer. Our confession, hallelujah, is you are way maker. Our confession is you are mountain mover. Our confession is nothing is too hard for you. Our confession is that you are our helper. You are our peace. You are our source. Our confession is you are the report, hallelujah, that we will adhere to, listen to, submit to, obey in the name of Jesus. Our confession is that we believe you, hallelujah. Our confession is we are cleaving to you. Our confession is we are trusting you. Our confession is we are waiting for you. Our confession is you are turning it around for our good. Our confession is you are turning it around in our favor. Our confession is it is well. Our confession is, hallelujah, late in the midnight hour, God will turn it around and cause it to work in our favor. Come on, y'all. The Holy Spirit saying it again. He is turning it around and causing it to work in your favor. Our confession is life and life more abundantly. Our confession is the miracles, signs, and wonders, oh God, that you do have done in the Bible and scripture that we read about. You are able and available and desiring to do them today. You move by your miracles, signs, and wonders. Our confession is not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, oh God. Our confession is, hallelujah, you take the tail and make it the head. You, Lord God, take us who are beneath and set us above. You, oh God, take us who are last and make us first. Oh God, we thank you that our confession is Reba Shata Bosia. Those of us who have been oppressed, depressed, repressed, suppressed. Oh God, hallelujah, you are causing us to be impressed. Come on, somebody. By your, by the manifestation
of your work on this earth. Oh God, we say thank you right now, because our confession is you are giving us a fruit for our labor. Our confession is struggle and toil. Hallelujah. It's turning into streams, hallelujah, of success, streams of ease, streams of relief, streams of help, streams of peace, streams of prosperity, streams of increase. I thank you, oh God, and for the multiple streams of income that are coming in right now, hallelujah, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. God, I thank you, because our confession is those who have been underestimated are now and overlooked, amen, are now being brought to the forefront. God, you are Rabashando Basiki Andaraya Rabosondo Bashia, mentioning us by name. Our confession is on this day, hallelujah, Rabashangondia Rabasaya, that you, Jesus, are Lord. Our confession is that we give our lives to you. Our confession is that we give our lives to you. Father God, I thank you on this day, hallelujah, that our confession is freedom. I thank you, oh God, that on this day, our confession is a full reliance and dependence on you. Hallelujah. God, our confession is on this day that we are givers. Amen. Hallelujah. For the Bible says that it is better to give than to receive. On this day, O God, we give. We give unto you. Hallelujah. We withhold nothing. Hallelujah. Because you are withholding no good thing from us. Hallelujah. God, we thank you and we praise you. We glorify you. Be glorified on this day. God, we say, hallelujah. Our confession is the highest praise. Hallelujah. Lord God, our confession is a stronghold are broken in the name of Jesus, destroyed in the name of Jesus. God, our confession is that you are releasing a fresh anointing on us, destroying the yokes and lifting the burdens. Oh God, hallelujah, Rabashia. Hallelujah, Rabashia. We say hallelujah. We choose to praise you, oh God, even when it doesn't make sense. I hear the Holy Spirit say, let the remedy be praise. Let the prescription be praise. Let the ointment be an ointment of praise. Hallelujah. Put praise on it. Come on. You put ointment on to soothe and to heal, to bring healing and repair. I hear the Holy Spirit say, put praise on it. We choose to do it today, oh God. We choose, hallelujah, Rabasaya. Let the fire for you be increased, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Let our identity be you. Oh God, we thank you. Where there is stress, we thank you for serenity. Oh God, we say thank you. Where there is pain, I speak peace. Oh God, we say thank you. Where there is trouble, I thank you for the treasures of heaven being opened up and poured out in those places. God, we say thank you. Oh God, we say thank you. May we be hearers and doers of the word. May we be doers, oh God. May we be doers, oh God. May we be doers, oh God. I feel you in this place, Lord, and we say thank you.
We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. Join me, please, in this moment in just saying thank you. Thank you, oh God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for making it better. We thank you for giving us double for the trouble. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for showing us the way. We thank you, oh God, for teaching us to release and trust in you. We thank you, oh God, for this hour of prayer. We thank you, oh God, for Thank You Jesus Ministries. We thank you, oh God. I thank you for every business that is represented here. We thank you, hallelujah, for every nonprofit that is represented in this place. We thank you for every ministry that is represented in this place. We thank you for the faithfulness that is in this place. We thank you for the forgiveness that is in this place. We thank you, oh God, for the passion and the occupations and the purpose, hallelujah, that is communicated from this place and revealed in this place, represented in this place. Oh God, we say thank you. Hallelujah, Rabashaya. Thank you, oh God. I thank you for every person that is submitted in this place. Hallelujah. I thank you for how you are moving on their behalf right now. I thank you how you are active. Hallelujah. Rebashaya Kondorea. I thank you, oh God. I thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for comforting those who are mourning. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. For healing emotionally, financially, relationally, behaviorally. Physically, oh God, psychologically, God, we say thank you. We thank you for the vision that is being birthed and also represented in this place. God, we say thank you. Thank you for the children that is represented in this place. We lift them on high, oh God. We pray a special blessing on them, oh God. A special covering on them, oh God. A special healing and deliverance and protection for them, oh God. God, oh, we say thank you. Thank you, oh God, that this is a place that we touch heaven and heaven touches us. Thine kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thine kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thine kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thine kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thine kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, oh God, that we are able to experience heaven on earth. I thank you, oh God, and declare and decree that we are experiencing heaven on earth as we move forward in the rest of this year, as you move forward in the rest of, hallelujah, your life. The latter shall be greater. Heaven on earth, heaven in our minds, heaven in our hearts, heaven in our souls, heaven at the work of our hands, heaven at the place of our feet. God, thank you. Be lifted higher. Be lifted higher. Be lifted higher. Be lifted higher. In Jesus' name we pray. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavelecha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavelecha Veyasim Lecha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. Listen, if you would like to be a blessing to this ministry, amen. Hallelujah. You can either email Thank You Jesus with Mika at gmail.com, or you can give via Venmo, hallelujah, at Thank You Jesus Ministries. Amen. And may the Lord bless you bountifully. May the Lord bless you abundantly. May the Lord bless you beyond measure. May the Lord bless you, hallelujah, and surprise you and impress you with by his miracles, signs, and wonders. He is able. And because he is able, we are able. In Jesus' name, God bless. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.